Dear listeners, in the last episode, we followed Swamiji on his second visit to the West. In this episode, we will continue this journey to Europe. To Europe. Swami Vivekananda sailed from New York and reached Paris on August 1, 1900. Mr. and Mrs. Leggett had a beautiful house in Paris, and Swamiji stayed with them. He met many important people and had conversations with them. In this way, he was able to spread his ideas. The main event during his stay in Paris was the Congress of History of Religions. Swamiji had begun to learn French during his stay in America. Now he began to study the language in earnest so that he could speak to the Congress. He succeeded and was able to explain difficult questions in French. His health was not good, but he was able to speak before the Congress twice. The other scholars liked his talks. He was very well known, and many important people came to visit him. Dr. Jagadish Chandra Bose, the great Indian scientist, was in Paris at that time, and Swamiji met with him several times. He was very proud of the scientific discoveries of his fellow country people. He then traveled through other parts of Europe. He visited Austria and Turkey. He stayed for several days in Constantinople, now called Istanbul, and saw many interesting places in the city. He also met a number of important people. He next took a steamer to Greece, where he stayed for a few days. Then he sailed for Egypt. Several friends were with him during these travels. He was much interested to see the pyramids and the museum at Cairo, and yet he was feeling tired of seeing all these things. His mind was fixed more and more on God, and he was not interested anymore in seeing things in the world. He became eager to return to India. One day, he told his friends that he would soon sail for India. They felt very sad. End of story. Swamiji felt his work in the US was drawing to a close and he was tired. And as he had decided to travel with Europe with some of his disciples, we would like to share a story in the words of Emma Kov, a singer of great reputation, who had this story to share. One day, we lost our way in Cairo. I suppose we had been talking too intently. At any rate, we found ourselves in a squalid, ill-smelling street, where half-clad women lolled from windows and sprawled on doorsteps. The Swami noticed nothing until a particularly noisy group of women on a bench in the shadow of a dilapidated building began laughing and calling to him. One of the ladies of a party tried to hurry us along, but the Swami detached himself gently from our group and approached the women on the bench. "Poor children," he said, "poor creatures. They have put their divinity in their beauty. Look at them now." He began to weep. The women were silenced and ashamed and abashed. One of them leaned forward and kissed the hem of the robe of Swami, murmuring brokenly in Spanish, "Hombre de Dios, hombre de Dios," "man of God, man of God." Another, with a sudden gesture of modesty and fear, threw her arm in front of her face as though she would screen her shrinking soul from those pure eyes. This marvelous journey proved to be almost the last occasion on which I was to see the Swami. Shortly afterward, he announced that he was to return to his own country. He felt that his end was approaching, and he wished to go back to the community and where he had spent his youth. End of story. Thank you for listening.